Good evening, and welcome to The Higher Dimension. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and welcome to BBS Radio. Tonight we have a lovely guest with us, a young lady from Chicago, Melissa Maraha.
Hi, everyone.
Okay. Melissa is a psychic, and she's known her about her gifts for a long time, from the time she was a child. She uses art as one of her mediums to get in tune with people. Am I correct?
Yes, I do. I actually have been doing that, using art since I was a teenager.
Wonderful. Well, Melissa gives workshops and lectures and has done astrology, hypnotherapy, Reiki, reviewing, and dream analysis. And so at any rate, she's working towards continuing a high-profile career in corporate sales, finance, internet technology, and marketing. And she's a young businesswoman. And so we use our gifts as we receive them in whatever field we may, because I firmly believe that the gifts of the spirit are to be used for our betterment and make our life a better and happier place. Am I right?
You are correct.
Okay. If you want to call in for many readings, let's hear a little bit more about Melissa, but certainly feel free to call in and ask questions, and we're more than happy to do what we can for you. So, I thought you were going to be moving sometime soon, no?
You know something, I have been waiting to move. I'd love to leave Illinois. However, my husband just got an unexpected opportunity, which may keep us in Illinois for another 3 years, which is...
Wow.
Which is great because it may be a better vicinity for me to travel if I'm going to start doing workshops. So I'm looking to expand my workshops nationally.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. So tell us a little bit how you got into this, what your background, a little bit more that I've expanded on, and where you hope to go with this training and education.
Well, actually, it started... you know, looking back in time, it started when I was really a teenager, where I started really realizing that I had unique gifts, you know, the ability to actually predict people's futures. It started when I would draw a picture and I would see things within the picture that portrayed things that were going to happen in someone's life or events that have already happened.
Mm-hmm.
And when I... one of my girlfriends when I was in college suggested that her mom just went to go see a psychic, and I thought, geez, you know, I'll go see a psychic too and see if they, you know, think I'm a psychic. And
mm-hmm.
one thing led to another, and I ended up moving from New England, went to Atlanta, Georgia, met another psychic who, you know, really just caught my attention, told me some things that really empowered me. You know, some gifts that I had, and one was my artistic ability to use in being able to predict people's futures. And she said that's very unique. She really didn't know many people who actually could do that, and that would
right.
be something that I could develop. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, one day I, you know, at the age of 23, it was the right time for me to leave corporate America, and I went into it wholeheartedly, and it has been a phenomenal career for me.
How wonderful.
And it's fun. I think everyone can do it. I've taught, you know, people, it's kind of like painting. You know, a lot of people think that they can only draw a stick figure. However, you know, with enough practice and, you know, a good teacher, you actually can draw, you know, Van Gogh and Picasso's and Rembrandt, you know,
some pictures. Some of us are more talented than others of us.
Yes, but, I think, you know, this is something that people can learn. You know, we all have an intuitive side. You even mentioned it, you know, earlier.
Yeah.
That everyone uses it, you know, in a unique way within their profession and daily lives. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I've come to find is, you know, all of us can use and tap into our intuitive ability and develop it more and more and, you know, use it to guide us.
I love art, and I can appreciate the heck out of it.
Yes.
But when I draw, we find there is a lack between what I envision in my mind and what actually comes out the other end of the whatever it is I'm holding. I've seen, of course, I have the National Art Gallery down here in Washington.
Yeah.
All of these wonderful galleries, and I was taken there when I was a child and had art classes because that was part of our education when we were growing up. But let me tell you something. I do appreciate art, and I love it, and I honor it, and I respect it enough not to insult it by trying to do something. So, but I was into music, you know, and not everybody plays instruments, and I had a good voice, and, you know, I used my music and played the violin and so forth. So I think each of us has their own unique gifts.
Yes.
And I'm happy that way because I just as soon look at others do the drawing because it seems to me it's far too much hard work for me. And whereas singing is not hard work for me. You know, if my mouth noise comes out and I'm happy and nobody runs away with their hands over the ears. This is a good thing.
Music is an art too. You know, music and then just the way you decorate your home, the colors you choose.
Yes.
The music that you listen to really reflects who you are.
Oh, yes. Well, I listen to classical music. I have. And it's a lot of people get put to sleep with it. It energizes me. You know, I just love it. Is that somebody calling in?
Yes, good evening.
Well, good evening. With whom are we speaking?
This is Anne calling.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you. How are you?
Fine. What can we do for you this evening, my dear?
Would love to know about any romantic involvement. There hasn't been any for centuries.
For centuries?
Absolutely.
Oh, my dear child, you sound as bad as I.
We have to have a sense of humor, yes?
Yes.
And then there was just one other question after that.
Okay. Well, what I was going to say very quickly is, I'll tell you a joke. If a woman doesn't have sex for 7 years, she's out of, she becomes a virgin again.
Really?
If a man doesn't have sex for 7 years, he's just damn out of luck. Having made my joke for the evening, as sexist as it may be considered, would you like to add to this, Melissa?
I would love to. I can't say that I have a joke, but I'm here to provide some insight.
This is going to be the best program in 6 months with that joke.
One name, I know you asked about relationships, but one name that I keep getting around you is the name Nancy, or an N. This name just keeps resonating around you as someone who is actually going to be a great mentor, but a great friend, especially, and it seems like she's coming in very strong more in the fall. Your spirit keeps showing me the colors baby blue and baby pink, so it's like a new rebirth for you coming more November.
Hmm.
Can I ask you, if you don't mind, what your birth date is?
Of course, it's 10-3-48.
Okay, 48.
October?
Okay, the only reason is because I kept getting, they're taking me back in time to 2006, okay, for a possible romance. However, then they bring me, so something happened in 2006, in the fall of 2006, 10, so I'd say October 2006. Then I actually am being taken out to 2009, and they're showing me a love relationship, someone that you actually can do a lot of things with and partner with.
Okay, so then you're probably talking about 2009 then.
Yes, 2009.
Okay. Is there any reason why this has not been manifesting? Are you picking up?
Oh, that is a great question. That is a great question. Let me see what the...
What, may I interject something?
Sure,
that I'm feeling?
You would love it.
Okay, well, you pick up yours, and I'll pick up my knitting, you pick up your knitting.
Okay.
Great.
My feeling is that this has been a matter of growth for you.
Yes.
That it is very important when we look to find a partner or a companion that we are able to be whole beings rather than someone leaning on one person leaning on another, so that you have the ability to have a relationship that is what I call based on really the respectful other.
Okay.
And that we can hold our heads up and be equals.
Okay.
To me, that's very important. And we don't get where we are overnight in who we are. And it takes a while for us to unfold
that's
as
right.
growing and blossoming people. And part of my feeling is there's a reason for your growth in this period of time that's important for you and also for the other person.
Okay.
It takes two mature people to make a really beautiful relationship and commitment.
You're right.
That is well said, Phyllis.
And okay. It's 100% accurate. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah,
what
and
the
I
other
actually
question?
Don't have anything more to add to that. I think you captured it very well.
Thank you. How kind of you to say so. What was the other question there?
Okay, the other question is, I want to mention some things to you for income and see what you are, what you think is the best possibility in my situation. One would be a small B&B in my home. The second one is something dealing with antler furniture and furs. And the third is dealing with healing.
Uh-huh. So, and your question is which one you should pursue as a career?
Well, or simultaneously, or what at this point? What healing are you getting? I mean, I don't want to...
I didn't hear the first one, though.
Okay, a small B&B in my home.
Oh,
right?
B&B, okay.
And the second one was what?
Antlers, A-N-T-L-E-R-S, antlers, furniture made out of antlers. It's something unusual, and there's nothing else like it in the world.
Ah.
And dealing with furs, I believe that it's part of my path to deal with the negativity of the violence in killing animals.
Uh-huh.
And to bless it and return it back to the space it was in prior to it being murdered.
Okay. As far as that goes,
I'd be happy to
go ahead.
The third one that you said, the healing resonates the strongest with me, and then comes the B&B.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see why healing and B&B can't go together. That's my gut feeling.
Yeah, and that's what I almost feel like maybe you're going to start researching or getting some skills in the healing area, because it seems to be that seems to be triggered first, and then the B&B comes right flowing right in.
Mm-hmm.
The antler one, it seems to be just seems to be stagnant. It's there. It's a great idea, but the other two are it's you're manifesting that, and you're putting a lot of energy towards that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then, how long do you think? Is there any way to tell any time period before money starts healing? Because I have been healing for a very, very long time and have done it pro bono.
Okay. People, I will tell you what I've been told, okay? And that is people value you for what you value yourself for. And it is, I do find that some people, while they're really appreciative of free healing, when the rubber hits the road, they don't want to have to pay for it. I think there's a belief that because it's a gift, it's not it's supposed to be a freebie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's not really accurately true, because there's a lot of education and effort that goes into healing. Okay? And this I know. First of all, you're going to have the mantra in front of yourself: I am worthy and deserving of being paid for the work that I do. And it is work. When you set out to have income, it's work. My feeling that you can do B&B, it could be also you could combine the B&B, and here maybe in marketing something, and this may be something, Melissa, you would know, is to combine healing as a draw for your B&B.
Yes. Supposedly, someone is coming that is an inherited gambler, and they were due to arrive on Sunday. As you know, it's very, very difficult when something is inherited, that it's genetic, that has that kind of an addiction. And instead of sending them to a typical rehab place, we were going to try this.
Uh-huh. For gambling addiction?
Yes.
Are you a therapist that you've had that kind of training? Or you've been working
with
a therapist?
Oh, I've done it for 30 years, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. My one suggestion, get paid up front.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree
Bye.
With that. You know, and I think Phyllis is onto something. It's not only owning, you know, who you are and your values, but, you know, setting a self-worth for you in a monetary means.
Okay.
You know, because you also, you know, as you, you know, give and, you know, exchange energy, you also have to receive something back in order to be able to pay your bills. And I think that's probably one of the biggest keys in this.
Yes. And this is, excuse me, things are very, very noble, but the bottom line is the worker is worthy of his hire.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct, and this is an issue that I'm working on minute by minute.
Okay, let's take the word work out of it. This is no longer an issue. This is a fact.
Yeah.
It is no longer an issue. As long as it's considered something that you have to work on, you're talking about a difficulty. Could you take over, Melissa? I'm going to have a coughing fit for a second.
Yeah. One of the other things that actually popped into mind was with the B&B, offering other services, not only your own, because I feel like you may be pulled into a little bit more administrative work or,
right.
you know, the details. I keep seeing these massage therapists around
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do lymphatic massages, but I am very ill, and I'm not sure that I have the strength to do those lymphatic massages on other people.
Okay, what you do is then you have somebody else come in.
Oh, okay.
And you split the fee.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Or you have them have send their clients to you for a day of relaxation, and you have a place, I hope, that where they could have their table up at your place or you're close
sure.
enough to where others are,
mm-hmm.
that they could utilize your place. It seems to me this would be a wonderful one hand washing the other.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And
yes.
I'm sorry?
Make sure you have a website, please.
Okay, website. All right.
Yeah, that's in this day and age, you know,
day
that's probably the easiest marketing tool.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And also, you can also, when you do this, you have people that you not only, when you offer services, both of you or whomever, however you work it, all of you refer each other
okay.
to complimentary so that you're on not only yours, but on others, and they're not only on theirs, but on yours. So you really spread the services that you can do, becoming more of a grand clinical type of situation.
Oh, I see. All right.
And advertise your place as a respite.
Okay.
You know, a spiritual respite.
And with your therapy background,
type
you know,
thing.
That's going to be a huge marketing
right.
point for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Almost like a mini spa, mini getaway with these gifts, these particular
yes,
things.
Yes, with a holistic offered. Approach, a holistic approach in it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so many people are just looking for a
yes.
nice, relaxing getaway, and that's
yes.
something you could offer.
Absolutely.
Okay, because I'm in Santa Fe, and that would be wonderful. It's different than what is being serviced in this area. When
Absolutely.
Do you think any of this would manifest?
My feeling is that if you start getting the word out, it's going to start almost immediately. What
yeah.
do you think?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
My gut feeling, it is waiting to happen.
Good God.
Is that right, Melissa?
Yes, I actually saw it just growing, especially going into the fall and winter time frame. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you start taking the steps, you're on your way.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is so exciting.
Oh, absolutely, honey.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You're
and,
very welcome.
Blessings and love to both of you. Good
well,
luck.
Well,
thank
we'll be looking
you.
Forward to seeing your website. And,
yes.
you know, if we ever get out to Santa Fe, definitely.
Yes, you have a gratis place to stay at any time.
Oh, well, I would love that because I have always wanted to go out there. And if
Phyllis.
Circumstances turn about very shortly, I
well,
may be
where,
able to
where
do that.
Are you, Phyllis?
I would love it.
Where are you physically? In the West, the
Me?
East?
Where do I? Oh, I'm in Washington, D.C.
because right now Frontier Airlines has a special for $79 each way.
Unbelievable.
And
where?
I can email you and send you all my information.
Why,
and you're welcome
you.
To stay for free.
Isn't
oh,
that wonderful?
I am within 5 minutes of the plaza here in Santa Fe and a very, very elegant 100% antique adobe home.
Oh, my God. I better leave my checkbook at home because so you say the word antiques. There goes a ka-ching in my ear.
I'll send you an email.
And I'm serious. And then let me know anytime
okay.
at your convenience. And you as well, Melissa.
That's just fine. We can look us up. Melissa, you want to give her your email, darling?
Yes, my email is mmoraja@comcast.net.
Okay.
So it's Mary, Oscar, Robert, Alex. Jack Alex at Comcast.net.
Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's wonderful. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. And you
as well. It was a pleasure
talking
to you.
Lovely talking to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye, Digger.
Thank you.
Bye.
Isn't that easy?
Yes, it is. And she's so sweet. And she's got something that, really can bring her a lot of happiness.
Oh, absolutely. I feel really good about that. You know, there's something in there that just sort of fits.
Yes.
That makes sense. That's wonderful. Isn't this fun?
It is fun. especially when you bring, you bring insight, into someone that, that they already started manifesting and they just need some clarity and...
Yep, absolutely. Good evening. Welcome to the Higher Dimension with whom we're speaking.
Hello, can you hear
me?
Hi, my name's... Beth.
My name is what?
Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Hey,
hi.
Beth. How can we help you?
Well, I'm wondering about my financial situation. I kind of answer. I'm just wondering about business. If I'm going to get another project or if I should change. Or I'm really kind of in that kind of in a little quandary about what to do.
Uh-huh. Do you want to feel this one? I can hardly hear her, but go ahead.
Okay, I'll go into a better location. I am on a cell phone, so I will go outside.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, you want to feel this one first too, darling?
Yes, I'd be more than happy to. Okay, so your question was, you've got a few projects going on and when your finances are actually going to kick into gear.
Well, I'm hoping. I'm a little kind of in debt right now and just trying to figure out if I can get how I should go about. Is there anything that I can do to help push forward events?
Okay. Yes. Definitely in the June timeframe, you're going to be working out some contracts with someone, and I keep getting the initial T. And I feel like that is going to trigger you into several more projects. However, by the end of the year, November timeframe, I actually am seeing you traveling and flying to various places for an organization or for a company. And it starts around November, December.
Full time?
Your finances are going to pick up more after the June time frame.
Okay.
And what
kind
do you think, Phyllis?
I was listening and... Actually, oddly enough, I don't get much, and I'm not sure why that is.
Oh,
okay, mm-hmm. I was just sitting listening. Very often when I listen, all of a sudden things start kicking in. There's something else in there that I'm not quite sure of, okay, that is, and I'm picking up, and I don't want to say it, because something that else that needs to be dealt with before all of this starts forward, and I'm not sure what that is. And usually when I feel that means there's some kind of a delay in the most immediate future, that something has not yet been completely decided. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Oh, that does make sense, that something has not yet been completely decided.
I mean,
there's something still out there that you haven't made a decision about, or you're waiting for a decision to be made before you move forward. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm not so off the mark.
No, you know something? I don't feel like you are off the mark at all.
Okay.
What I feel, though, is like this, you know, this stagnation or this, it's all going to be lifted come the summertime, and I feel like,
mm-hmm.
or released during the summertime, and I feel like that is going to propel her.
Oh, yeah.
To start moving forward.
Well, but right for the time being, I just do see there's still a little bit of a delay at this moment. A little bit of a delay.
I think partnerships.
Yeah.
Especially coming right after the summer months.
Partnership with business or with?
Yes, with business.
Okay.
With business.
Phyllis, I think you were right in the fact that I'm in the middle of a divorce right now. So.
Oh, is that what I was picking up?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I'm
just kind of struggling, like, how am I going to go from freelance to full, to make enough money to support myself kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that would be the delay that there has been. But, yeah, that would definitely be
so
a delay.
You're smarter. That definitely is a hurdle that I have to go through first.
Okay. That hurdle needs to be dealt with. There are still some issues that have not yet been resolved. My feeling is, frankly, I would like to see you take the concern and the worry that you have and find a nice, strong, sturdy coat hook in the closet somewhere and just take it and hang it up on that closet, okay?
All the concerns that I have?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like you to just take it and put it away, if you don't mind, okay? I don't want you holding on to those concerns because they're causing you more grief than is necessary.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. All right. And then with what you had mentioned in the fall, you said full-time with a company. What kind of company?
Yes, I think as things come through, because right now if anything was offered to you, you wouldn't be able to take it because you're not free to do everything you need to do.
True.
Okay. That's why I want you to let go of the concern, because the more you hang on to the worry and the stress and the concern, the less likely you are to be able to move ahead with complete freedom. And in this instance, you need to be calm and centered within yourself to do what it is that you need to get done. And all you're doing is causing yourself blood pressure problems, okay? You've got to let that go. You got to take the worry, find a hook somewhere, hang it in the closet, and forget it's there.
And then
when you think about it again, you can throw it away because it's not going to be worth anything. You'll have outgrown the fear and the worry. It won't matter anymore, okay? Does that make sense?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
You have a good time. Thank you very much, Melissa. Thank you, Phyllis.
You're very
welcome.
Welcome.
Blessings to you.
Okay. Bye,
okay.
Guys.
You have my
many
thoughts
blessings.
And wishes, my dear. I've been through a divorce. Do I well understand it? You betcha.
Okay. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Now, was there someone else who was on the line who wanted to talk to us? Okay, well, we can go back.
Okay. Yeah, that is, you know, divorce is a very...
Right.
Yeah, and you've been through one, which is...
how about two?
You've been through two. Oh.
Anybody want to go for three? Nope.
Well, you know...
I like auctions, but not that much. Here, I have a great husband. You want to buy him? Only slightly used.
Well, sometimes they're better that way.
Well, you can kick the tires, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Only one former owner, you know?
You know something, if we could just write something up about, you know, the previous owner, you know, and hand it to the next owner, and, you know,
great.
They'd be on their way.
It would be wonderful. You know, this one doesn't pay child support. Avoid him. This one can't build anything. Nobody with a house to repair should buy this one. Anyway... I'm sorry, I'm just having, for some reason, I'm having a really wicked sense of humor tonight.
That's hilarious, though.
Anyway, no, I think that there are some very delightful human beings around, and some we just outgrow. Anyway, other than that, you know,
they come into your life to teach you or to help you grow, you know, and to learn certain lessons, and then from there, you know, many a times it's time for you to go your own way.
Oh, yeah, there are great lessons to be learned.
Yes.
I was mentioning last week I left the position I had. I only expected to have it for 2.5 to 3 months. That's exactly what I did, because as soon as I realized what it was I was supposed to learn from being in that particular situation, within 72 hours I was no longer having to deal with the situation, which was just as well for me and for most of the people who know me. They were very delighted I was no longer dealing in that situation. Howsomever, things chugging along. What do you see for yourself this coming year? And, you know, it's tricky, and people try to tell me you can't prophesy for yourself, but you darn well can.
Yes, and you actually can, and it's ironic that you say that, because a lot of the times, you know, even intuitive consultants and intuitive astrologers, you know, sometimes you doubt what you see for yourself.
That's it.
You know, and you question it. And, you know, and I'm human, and sometimes I do the same thing. I definitely knew I was going to move,
right.
So that was one of the things. I actually did not realize that I was going to be moving within Illinois.
Right.
But I did know I was going to move. The other thing is, I've written several books. You know, I've been looking for a literary agent, and I know one is definitely going to be swiped up this year,
uh-huh.
You know, to begin publishing it, and I feel like the second one's going to be going right after that. So
good.
I feel like that's coming about. And then workshops, you know, I'm ready to take that leap. I'm ready to, you know, I spent a few years raising some children,
right.
And now it's time for me to get back out there and build a name for myself again.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I would say the biggest, you know, that's probably the, you know, the biggest, you know, thing. And then, you know, on a personal note, I've got some family things that, you know, I know it's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the time my spirit guides have come, and in my dreams, you know, I've gotten messages telling me it's time to deal with some things with my, you know, family that's located in New Hampshire.
Okay. That's wonderful. I like.
Yeah. What about yourself?
Huh?
What about yourself?
Well, one of the things that I actually had to learn was that, and why I was in that position, because I kept saying, "Spirit, all right, what is it you want me to learn, and why is this so? Why do I have to deal with this nonsense?"
Yeah.
But part of it was when I got the answer, you know, well, it was to detach myself from in a professional manner from an emotional approach in business, which is for some reason imperative for me, and I'm not sure why.
Yeah, that is hard for several individuals.
Yeah, especially women. And
yeah.
Also, if you've been a mother, you know, yeah, you have the compassion, you have the yada, 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 right?
Yeah.
So what I had to do, and all of a sudden, I got it.
Right.
And I said, oh, this is how I can be. And I just watched myself detach from the drama of what was going around and observed it. And, you know, as I said, I would watch the drama, then run up on stage, deliver a couple of lines, and run back in the audience again. And just see what effect the words had on the whole drama. You know, did it change the play any? Anyway, it was that way, and I realized that I do have the skills in that manner now to go into my own business again in whatever way, shape, or form it manifests.
And you know, and that is terrific, because I'll tell you, I think that's the hardest thing is and I've seen it many a times where two people who are friends, they get into business together,
right.
And they don't realize that, you know, your friendship, yes, you're going to become friends, you're going to stay, hopefully you stay friends,
mm-hmm.
but you've got to leave a lot of that out of the office and business setting. You've got to go in there realizing that, you know, it's really the bottom line that's going to make or break a business.
Yes, and you, and as much as you like somebody,
yes,
if they're not cutting the mustard, you can't keep them.
Yes,
I mean, and that is very hard to understand, and it has to be done respectfully.
Right.
But even better is using that skill that you have as a psychic to see ahead of time who would and would not be the best person for this or that position.
Yeah,
so
you know, and
don't run into that problem up front.
I think, you know, even, you know, just anybody, you know, if they pay attention, that's something that, you know, I stress to my husband all the time is you've got to go with your gut. You've got to go with,
uh-huh.
you know, if you've got this opportunity and it makes you nauseous or you're getting headaches, then
right.
perhaps it's not the opportunity you should be pursuing because your body
absolutely.
Is telling you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I was also fascinated in the way people manipulated and didn't tell the truth. Truth for me is a real biggie, actually. It's a real big issue for me because that's the way I am. And I once had an attorney tell me how wonderful that I could afford to choose my businesses based on the fact whether or not I was truthful. Or the people.
Now, are you doing
truthful.
Something with mortgages right now?
Am I what?
Mortgages?
No.
I just keep getting real estate or mortgage around you.
Really?
Yeah.
I hope it's a positive thing.
Well, I saw money around it, so.
Oh, good. Well, that were as long as it's coming into my pocket and not leaving it. That's
exactly. Right. Yeah, that's what I like too.
You see an open vault with me and my name on it. You know, that'll work.
And then mail it to me.
Mail it to you? Yeah. If it works for me, I'll share, okay?
Okay.
I think there's enough for everybody. That's my mantra. No, something else had to do with, I was looking into doing mortgages at one time, but this is not exactly the time or the place to go into it. So if I am, isn't that wonderful? At the moment, the only thing I'd like is a lower rate on my mortgage. You know, that's a goodie.
Oh, yeah, and as they're starting to go up, you know, I guess, you know, with me considering moving, you know, that's something I'm going to be looking into, too.
Yeah, this is a time and place. Yeah, I'm waiting for something. I'm expecting something within the next 48 hours to pop, as I call it, to manifest itself. And I'm not saying to anybody what it is, what I suspect it is. But do you get any feeling of anything that is going to manifest itself within a very short period of time?
Well, let me see. And the reason that I thought mortgages is because I kept seeing rates around it and I kept seeing legal.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the reasons that I thought it had to do with mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I don't know why I keep getting real estate around you.
Hmm.
Are you purchasing a piece of property?
Well, I'd like to.
Okay.
I would like to, provided that the funding comes through that I'm looking at.
Okay.
And I'm looking at that coming through within a very short period of time.
Okay, so you're looking for the funding to come through to be able to start a business. And
not necessarily being a business in that way, but to be able to buy another property.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll tell you, you're doing a phenomenal job with manifestation because I keep seeing you working with someone one-on-one. It's like a legal... a lawyer, and it has to do with a real estate property.
Hmm.
So if this funding is going to be used for some of that, I feel like you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, it would. It would. So that's wonderful. Wonderful. So I'm feeling it's going to manifest within the next 48 to 72 hours, but I could be wrong.
If it doesn't manifest, you know, I got 2 to 3, which would be 2 to 3, could be 2 to 3 days.
Right.
But for some reason, I'm just going to throw this out here. In 21 days, which is about 3 weeks,
mm-hmm.
you may have a little loophole
mm-hmm.
that you just need to work out. There seems to be a clause that they're showing me
mm-hmm.
that you're just going to need to work out and discuss.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem.
Okay.
At any rate, it's interesting because, as I said, I've not said anything to anybody, and... you know, no one knows what it is, so I'm just sitting and waiting and seeing what it manifests, which would be fantastic if it did. And it would allow me to do some teaching and training, which is what I've been wanting to do for a long time.
That
we'll
is
see.
Terrific.
We'll see
and
if Spirit believes that now's the time for me to do it.
And so teaching and training, both on a healing level, too?
Yes. It
okay.
would be dealing, teaching, healing.
Okay, because I keep seeing you standing there and using your hands and almost doing like a body scan
okay.
on people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That works.
Okay.
It's close. I want to do more with hypnotherapy and psychic, and I want to do teaching of self-help.
Oh, terrific.
And travel around the country teaching it in different areas. At any rate, you know, it's too complicated to go into here, but you know, I'm waiting for a manifestation, something I was promised 17 years ago. So, It's about time it came to fruition. If it's going to come to fruition, now would be a good time. Other than that, you know, things I somebody else told me they saw a man around me that, you know, and in a couple of weeks they expected this person to show up in my life, and I'm thinking, yeah. Yeah, promises.
So you're wanting to have a partner.
It would be nice, yes. It's been a while. But as I said, I've met him, but I didn't, you know, pay any attention to him. And I said, that would be typical. was he wearing a sign, I'm it, you know? Excuse me?
Well, you actually may meet someone on your travels. I'm not sure it's in 2 weeks, but
yeah.
If it does, you know, I think that is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, this person apparently is met me and has noticed me, and I'm thinking, well, that's nice to hear you. And how many people have I run into lately? Not literally, I hope, but, you know, there are too many to be concerned about. So I'm just taking it easy. I'm not having any expectation. That's another thing for manifestation. You want to drop expectation of something specific. What you want to do is hold to the idea of manifesting your dreams, but do not insist that they come in exactly this way. And envision the total package you want it to come in.
Well, and I do have to agree with that, but you know, one of the other things that I found really valuable with manifestation is you know, really defining what you want specifically.
Yes.
You know, and making sure that you own it and then, you know, affirm it over and over again.
Right.
You know, 2, 3, 4, 5 times during the day.
Right.
You know, I've even found writing it out and then even drawing it, you know, drawing pictures.
Right.
Creating it on paper, you know, really sends the energy out there to start, you know, bring it into your life.
Or somebody, I read somewhere else where somebody saw something, a picture of what he thought was an ideal house.
Yes.
And he just clipped it out.
Yes.
And put it aside, and then he had that in the back of his mind, not in the forefront, but back of his mind, as an ideal. And a few years later, after moving to 3 or 4 houses, he found it when he was unpacking a box, and he looked at it, and he was in the exact house he had clipped out of the paper.
You know, and it goes back to, like, you know, whoever's listening and is, you know, is more business-oriented. You know, you've got, you know, if you're a salesperson, you know, they forecast every single year. Why? Because they've got to vision. They've got to see what they can create.
Right.
You know, so it's always everyone, CEOs. You know, when you're starting a business like you are, you know, it's putting, you know, everything on paper, building a business plan and then submitting it in, which starts sending out that energy in order to start, you know, the ball rolling.
Exactly.
You know, just sitting there, you know, and I can't remember who said this, but this is like 20 years ago, someone mentioned to me, you know, if you want to meet Mr. Right, you know, unless it's the pizza man, you got to leave the house. You know? It's always stuck in my mind. I'm like, oh, my God, they're so right, you know?
Used to be the milkman. They don't deliver anymore.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, yeah, I agree. It's also, as I said, what you want to do is hold it at the back of your mind and just know it's going to come through. You don't have to paint it exactly the way you want it, because that will take some of the creativity out.
Yes.
Okay? But if you just hold it that it's going to happen and allow it to come to fruition, you don't really have to work at things. The universe is more than happy to provide you what you want. Or God is, if you wish to use the word for the Lord. And all you have to do is desire it, want it, and, you know, with the caveat that's the best in your best interest. And the universe can't wait to give you whatever it is you want on a silver platter.
Yes.
And it's very important, and it's also to have fun with it, because understand, when you get what you want, understand there may be attached responsibilities that you might not have thought about.
Well, and the universe, sometimes they bring in what you need at that point in time, too.
Yes.
You know, and that's sometimes hard for people to realize is, you know, yes, you wanted the $1 million check to come in, but perhaps, you know, just getting your roof fixed is, you know, is going to help you in this time and day.
Well, so many people want the money, okay, but the thing is, they don't know what to do with it when they get it.
Yeah.
They're not prepared to handle it. And there is always preparation. When you want something that provides a responsibility that goes with it, and money does, it's not the be-all and end-all. There is a tremendous responsibility, and many people, for example, who win the lottery or get a lot of money, and they haven't been taught how to use it nor gone out to learn how to wisely use the money or spend it or invest it or whatever, they end up as broke as they were before.
Yes.
All right. And it's a shock because you can go through any amount of money you want to. You know, if you don't learn how to, and also then a lot of people suddenly become your relatives and friends.
Oh,
and if you're not careful, you can find yourself out of money because you're a generous person and you no longer have money, and all of a sudden they're no longer around you and you can no longer afford to buy them.
Well, and money should be used as a tool to help
exactly.
create your dreams.
Exactly.
You know, it's a tool. It's you know, we didn't come into the world with it, and we're not leaving with it.
Right. And so the responsibility that goes with it is very vast, and most people don't understand. It's not a child's tool.
Right.
Good evening. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. May I help you? Hello? Is there someone there? Did you hear that beep?
Yeah, I did hear a beep.
Hello? Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. I guess they're not getting through. Sometimes that happens.
So, okay, on another note, how do you use colors in your environment, especially because you're in healing? Have you found that they really resonate with how you're feeling or what you're going through? Or
How do I? Well, let's put it this way. I let spirit pretty much decorate my and also to choose colors for me now.
Okay.
And I never thought I was much good at decorating or anything of that nature. And I'm wondering who's beeping in but not being able to answer. Hmm. Anyway.
There it is.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is... sure it is. It's Higher Dimensions. Hello. Welcome to our show. How may we help you?
Thank you. I have a question for you. I'm new to
yes.
California, and I've never been through an earthquake. And I was wondering if any major earthquakes are expected in the near future.
Oh, that's a great question.
Are there any other major earthquakes coming? Well, yeah, at some point.
So that's what they say. I'm just curious if you know when.
Do I know when?
Right, I will...
Go ahead. I have an answer, but please,
the first thing that I got, I actually got a mild one hitting in 2007. Then Spirit took me out to 2012.
Okay.
But there seems to be something, like definitely a little murmur, a little something that's going to happen
yeah.
in 2007.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a gradual build-up. And what I'm going to say, and I need to say it is, you know, I'd buy alternate property. But then that's me. I wouldn't move to California because of it.
Although where I am too, I guess we're on a fault line, which I, you know, because of St. Louis. I did not know that.
Okay. Well, yeah, St. Louis is on a fault line. Well, so is a lot of that. But my feeling is I wouldn't buy property right on the shoreline anymore either. But then that's, you know, that's just common sense. I wouldn't want to lose what I put money into. It would break my heart.
I feel as if Northern California is safer than
yes.
Southern California.
Yes, okay. I agree.
Because Southern California, I just keep seeing more in the red zone.
Yeah.
So Los Angeles would be red zone?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not good with my geography over there.
It's more active. But I'm, you know, people will live, what can I say? You will be where you're supposed to be at the time you're supposed to be there.
Yeah, you know, and I do feel as if, you know, when the time's right, spirit will take people
whoever's
or move
are.
People or,
they
you know, make
be,
sure that certain people are not yeah. affected by it.
Yes, you will be, you know, you will know time to move, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And trust that God will, you'll be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there.
Okay.
And that's all we can say. I mean, that's true. Mm-hmm. You could be mowed over by a bus crossing the street, you know.
Oh, yeah. And you know, all
so,
of a sudden a tornado.
Yeah, yeah. And so is there going to be Well, y'all, we all know that there is going to be one. I mean, that's just common sense.
Well, they do happen
every
day.
Around the world, they're going to be, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is there going to be activity in the coming years? Yes, there is, because of the tremendous pressure of the plates.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but nothing big till 2012, you think?
I am not. I'm just not getting anything at this point till 2012 in that vicinity, you know, in the California area.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay.
I had to switch to another phone. Right?
Okay. Yes, so I think, you know, I think California is pretty much safe for a few more years.
Yeah. And if you feel very uneasy, may I say, then respect your feelings and do something about it?
Yeah.
Have you been getting a feeling of something going to occur?
Oh, she's still there?
I don't know. I guess not. Okay. I was going to say, respect your own feelings and
yes.
follow it. I think one of the most difficult things that I've had to do is to, again, this is something else that I just learned in business, is that to respect and understand and trust my own judgment and not listen to other people when they tell me things.
Well, and I think that's probably one of the biggest keys is to take, you know, it's great asking for advice, but to still look at it as it's advice and
mm-hmm.
you've got to go with what's going to make you happy in the end.
Exactly, and honor yourself. That's
yes.
very, very important. And in business, that's one of the things that I had to learn recently, was irrespective of what somebody else told me, and they would deliver it with such panache, and, you know, and I also learned very quickly how to tell whether or not they were telling me was, you know, BS or not. And I quickly did a revising of, you know, obviously seeing how people fool themselves a lot when they speak this truth. So, I mean, some people go into what I call a knee-jerk mode, and they speak that which is not truth because they're so used to speaking non-truth that when they're faced with truth, they don't know what to do with it.
Right.
And that's a pretty sad commentary. That I find very sad. But honor yourself. Again, if something says, no, that doesn't feel right, listen to it.
Yeah, and I, you know, your body, your emotions,
yes.
everything
yes.
really tells you.
It's a real,
you know, they give you signs. I mean,
it's
the universe
a real barometer.
Is here to give us messages.
A real barometer. Yes, and learn to read your body.
Yes.
Okay? And that's the other thing. Don't ignore your body. We're always told children to ignore the body, do not do so to your own peril.
Ignore our body and ignore our emotions, which
yes.
are the key, you know, our senses, which are the
yes.
key to who we are.
Exactly. And that's again, that's, I think, all of the old time thing that the bodies just betray us, which they don't. In fact, they do the opposite. But honor, if your gut feeling says something else, and I will tell you this, once you start listening to yourself, you're going to be tested, okay? There will be situations that come up that says, have you really learned your lesson? Have you really learned to trust yourself? If it doesn't happen, and then, well, that's it, and you just waltz off into the sunlight. No.
Which would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice, but, you know, it's sort of a reinforcement. And I can say I've had several situations come up in the last week and a half that said, well, Phyllis, are you really sure you learned what it was? And I'm going, yeah.
Well, and sometimes it's not even, you know, learned what it was. It's also, have you prepared enough?
Yes.
Do you have
yes.
the skills that you really need? And,
yes.
you know, because sometimes the universe brings obstacles or roadblocks
mm-hmm.
to make sure that you don't take a step and fail.
Right, because failure is not an option. Once you embark on a certain course, failure, as I said, is not an option. It's not something you want to do. But it does test and see how well have you learned it.